Om Shanti. 27th November 2019, Wednesday. Essence. Sweet children, Baba's vision goes beyond the limited and the unlimited. You too have to go beyond the limited golden age and the unlimited iron age. So today's essence of the Murli. Sweet children, Baba's vision goes beyond the limited and the unlimited. So limited world and the unlimited world. Here, Baba is calling golden age as limited world. And this is an unlimited world, iron age. In terms of magnitude and population, probably. And Baba is saying, you have to go beyond this limited world and the limited and unlimited world both. That is, he is talking of the soul world. So he sends his sweet children, Baba's vision goes beyond the limited and the unlimited. You also have to go beyond the limited and the unlimited world. So basically, he's telling us to experience the stage of soul world. How to do that? There can be at least 7 types of experiences in Paramdham. What are they? They can be many, but we can convert this into a yoga drill. The moment the soul reaches the soul world, the first stage to experience is the stage of original nature. What is my original nature? My original nature is peace. My original nature is knowledge. My original nature is bliss, power, happiness, love. So getting situated in that original nature for some time. The moment we reach Paramdham or the Supreme Abode, get situated in one's original nature. I am here, these are the different souls, and here is the Supreme Soul. The moment I reach this place, traveling from this world, I get situated in my original nature. I am a peaceful soul, I am a happy soul, I am a blissful soul, I am a powerful soul, I am a loveful soul, I am a knowledgeable soul. So all the 7 forms of the soul. So the moment one reaches our home, gets situated in that nature, the original Swaswarup nature of the soul. The second stage can be experience of silence of Paramdham. This Supreme Abode has got a very different sort of silence. Silence can be there in this world also, when people are not speaking, when there is a utter noiselessness, soundlessness in this world, we say it is silence. But is it not that the silence of Paramdham must be different from the silence of this world? Try to taste, try to relish that silence which is in this world. So second stage is experiencing the silence of supreme abode, not the silence of the soul, that we already tried to understand in the original nature. Here I am trying to smell, I am trying to hear, I am trying to touch the untouched, trying to feel the unfelt, trying to feel which is impalpable, you cannot touch. Try to touch that silence which is here. So the second stage could be experiencing the silence of the Paramdham, as if I, the soul, have entered into the land of silence. This is the world of silence. This is the land of soundlessness. And I am experiencing the deep silence, the dead silence, that sweet silence. That could be the second stage. The third stage is try to experience the peace, shanti of Shantidham. The land of peace, Shantidham. So this land has got a different peace. The peace which could be on this world, whether in golden age or now. Now, though it's impossible, but still, whatever momentary peace is there in this world, or the peace that will prevail in the golden age, both of these type of peace. But this peace is entirely different. The peace of Shantidham, the peace of Paramdham, the peace of land of silence, land of peace. So try to experience the peace. The moment the soul goes up, first the original nature, and then the what silence is there, let me try to know. And then peace. Fourth could be the stage of freedom. What freedom is existing here? Because for the 5,000 years, soul is always in bondage, always caught up in some body. Though in golden age the body is very pure, but still it is in the body. I am totally free here. No bondage of body, no religion of the body, no language of the body, no place of the body, no indulgence of the body, no attraction of the body, no vices of the body. Nothing that pertains to the body is here. I am absolutely free here. So experience that freedom, that svatantrata, that total freedom from all sorts of, all forms of slavery, of mind, of intellect, of sanskars in the Paramdham. So the fourth stage could be the stage of freedom. The fifth stage in Paramdham is the stage of divine love. Shri Baba is here and I am here. So I am receiving the shower of his love. I am receiving the shower of his love upon me. I, the soul, am getting bathed in the shower of the divine love. I am getting drowned in that shower, in that rain, in that cool shower of the divine love. So experiencing the shower of divine love, that could be the fifth stage. And the sixth stage is getting merged into him. He is here, I am here, and I am getting merged in him, and we are becoming one. There are no two then. We both are becoming one. He is the ocean of love, I am also the ocean of love. He is the ocean of power, I am also the ocean of power. What he is, I am. We are no more different. So, we both are becoming one. That could be the sixth experience of Paramdham, and the last, seventh, try to experience the sixth element, that is Brahma Tattva. Baba says the sixth element. We have all the experiences of five elements here, but we have no experience of what sixth element like. So what is this sixth element like? What does it feel? For example, when I am here, when it is very cold weather, I can feel it. Whether it is hot weather, I can feel it. Rain. So, here are the five elements, they affect me. But here, I have transcended all the five elements and I have reached a place where there are no five elements. So what is there? Trying to experience that. That sixth element. So this constitute seven stages of Paramdham. So you can use this as a yoga experiment and do it every Amrit Vela and see what happens. Here you are spending all the time only in the Paramdham. You are not coming down even to the subtle world. You are not becoming an angel. You are not going from one country to another country. You aren't giving any sakash to anyone. Nothing. Just spending all the time only and only in Paramdham. This is a very powerful yoga experiment. And this should be done. These seven things which I told, they are not hard and fast. You can create your own. I remember once during Amrit Vela, suddenly I was touched by all the seven stages. And I had practiced this almost every day that time, few days back, for consecutive 7 days. And the experience was very powerful. So, the first stage is the original nature. So first of all, I, the soul, am in this body. I let go of this body, or the five elements of the body are getting dissolved in the five elements of the nature. Then I go up in the subtle world. You can spend some time there and live it, and then straight enter into the dome, this supreme abode, the land of peace, Shivalaya, Muktidham, the land of liberation. So the first stage is original nature, going in the Paramdham and asking yourself, what is my original nature? So all the answers will come. My original nature is peace. My original nature is happiness. My original nature is knowledge. My original nature is power, love, bliss. Original nature. Then try to feel the silence of Paramdham. Try to hear the inaudible acoustic exercise. This is, we are trying to hear that which is inaudible. Silence. What is the silence of Paramdham? Baba says Anhad. Anhad means, what is the word Anhad means? Anhad means continuous. No. What is Anhad? There are two types of voices. One is Ahat. Ahat means when it is hurt. That is due to friction. This is Ahat. When there are two things striking together, they are known as Ahat. That means clapping of two hands. When Then the people realized that there is one sound in the universe which is without friction. Is it possible to have any such sound without friction, which is continuously going on in the universe? It is, they called, Anhat Nath. They said, this is some noise which is already going on. Because everything which is there in the world, it is because of voice. Leaves, they make noise, but it is a noise because of wind and leaves, so friction. So there is one noise which is without friction. And they tried to hear that noise, the sages, the rishis, the yogis, the seers. And they said, the word Om is very much near to that voice. And that's why they said, Om is Anhat Nath. So one is Ahat Nath, other is Anhat Nath. So Anhat means that which is without friction. So that noise, that voice, that sound is in the Paramdham. So second exercise is trying to hear the silence of Paramdham. The third exercise is where I am in the Shantidham, in the land of peace. So let me relish, let me taste, let me understand, let me feel. What is this silence, this peace of Paramdham? What is this Shanti like? Is it the same like this world? Is it the same like when nobody sits, nobody talks? No. Probably this Shanti is very different. It cannot be described, it is not written anywhere. There is no description of this Shanti anywhere. People come and say, teach us how to do yoga. Yoga is not a subject to be taught. Yoga is something which is to be learned by one's own experience. As you progress ahead in this Brahmin life, new things will come to you. So every time, some new experience. So the third stage is peace. The next is freedom. Let me feel how it feels like to be free. So I am in the Paramdham, Muktidham, Mokshadham, Kaivalyadham. The different names people have given. It's a stage of Kaivalya. It's a stage of utter freedom. It's a stage of beatitude. It's a stage of total emancipation or liberty, freedom. So I am here in Muktidham, in the land of liberation. So that's the fourth stage of freedom. And here you can include everything. For example, you can even say, I am free from that habit which I am suffering here. I am free from that vice which is haunting me here. I am free from that vice which is maddening me here. I am free from that sanskar which has driven me crazy in this mortal world, in this temporal world, in this corporeal world. I am free from all those eccentricities, all those whims and fancies which are disturbing me here in this world. So you can bring anything while practicing. I am a free soul. I am a free bird. I am a total emancipated soul. Totally, eternally free soul. And bring all those points of freedom here. So that's the fifth stage. The sixth stage is the stage of divine love. God is pouring all his divine love upon me. Shiva Baba is here and I am here. He is here, up, I am below. So everything is coming from him and I am capturing his divine love. And the sixth stage is he and I. What? Are one. We are not two units, but we have become one. is a very powerful stage of yoga. He and I have become one. That is the sixth stage. And the last, I am experiencing what? Brahma Tattva. The sixth element, how is it like? Do I feel cold? Do I feel hot? Or it is beyond hotness and coldness? In the Paramdham, what is the weather of climate of Paramdham? Temperature, climate, it's neutral. So try to, this is a new way of thinking. Let me see, let me understand, let me feel, what is the weather like? Is it raining there? Drizzle, shower, nothing. Feel the sixth element. We have spent so much time from Copper Age contemplating on this sixth element. Baba said those sannyasis, they think that they are getting merged in Brahma Tattva, Brahma Yogi. So everybody has heard the word Brahma from Copper Age. The entire Vedanta philosophy focuses on this Brahma. In Hindi they call it Brahma, but while translating in English they make it Brahman. Brahman. So Tattva, Sarva Khalvidam Brahma, that's what they say. Sarva Khalvidam Brahma means everything is Brahma. So that stage is the stage of Paramdham. I am Atma Brahma. I, the soul, I am in the Brahma. Pragyanam Brahma. They say Pragyanam Brahma. But that is one wrong thing. Brahma is not conscient. They say it is Pragyanam. It is consciousness. It is not consciousness. It is not conscient. Brahma Tattva, Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. That's what they say. Brahman is Satya and the world is untrue. But that's not the correct statement. So all the four great versions of Vedanta, we can experience two of them while sitting in the Paramdham. So these are the seven stages of Paramdham. I go to the Paramdham, original nature, silence, peace, freedom, His love, then sixth, getting merged in Him, He and I are one. We are combined. We are no more separate. We are one entity. We are one unit. We are one in He, my Father and I are one, as Bible says. So we are one. And the last stage, seventh, experience, feel the seventh element.